Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Oh, really, really well. And, you know, I was thinking about Arjun. Arjun called in yesterday, and he said something very, very interesting. And I think it'll make all the instructors proud. And what he said was he was talking about USA Prepares and how we say things, and then another network says them, you know, several days later. You know, two, three, 4 days later, they must listen to us and follow our lead. And as he was describing this, he used the term or the word "we." We do, you know, do it this way. And I thought that was absolutely the ultimate in compliments, that Arjun includes himself in USA Prepares, not as what is traditionally seen as a listener in radio, because we've made the distinction for 10 years or over 10 years that we are a broadcast classroom, that we have instructors and we have students. We are not talk radio. And he includes himself in the class as we. I think that is about the highest compliment we can get. And I wanted to thank you, Arjun. And that goes for all of our class. Students, teachers, students who are rising to become instructors. Any comments about that, Gwyneth? Did you happen to hear that yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was really good. Yeah, and I have a great deal of respect for what Arjun is doing. I think he's absolutely doing the right thing. Even in just getting out of Dodge, that is what everybody should be doing right now, as things are so desperately near the end. And of course, that's what today's broadcast is going to be about. As I mentioned in the talking points that I sent you earlier, we are so close to the end that people don't even realize, you know, that it could all just fall in no time at all. You could wake up tomorrow and find out that your city has turned into a concentration camp and that you're trapped. And that especially goes for places like New Jersey and New York City, especially goes for places like that. And I have been saying that for a long time, and it's truer now than it ever was. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. And yesterday I did something I haven't done in a year. And I've mentioned to the class that I don't go out. In 19 months, I haven't been to inside a store. I haven't been inside a restaurant, but I have gone to doctor's appointments that have been set up, you know, 6 months, a year in advance. And so Mrs. Fennelli and I had our annual Medicare doctor's appointment checkup. And so we're all, we've got gloves on, long sleeve shirts. We have saline solution with several drops of colloidal silver mixed in. We have hydrogen peroxide 10% spray in a spray bottle. And we've got masks on. And so we went in for our doctor's appointment, and everybody's at a distance. And I noticed that my blood pressure was really, really high. It was like 160. And my blood pressure is normally around in the 120s over the 70s, typically. It was really high, and I said to my doctor that, and I've known her for quite a long time, maybe 5 years or more, and I said, you know, my blood pressure is really high, but that's not normal. Because they put me on, they'd want to put me on blood pressure medicine because it was so high. And I said, well, I know why it's high. I said, I just got here after an hour of driving. And have you seen the drivers today? I mean, the road rage is out of control. People are bopping and weaving, and they're driving recklessly and carelessly and just about nicking you when they cut you off. I mean, it's really, really dangerous. I said, and I just don't want you to think that I don't know how to drive. I've been driving since the late 60s. I've never had an accident. I used to race cars on the track. And so I know how to do this. But the difference is Mrs. Finelli and I were driving my new pickup truck that I bought with our son. It's 20 years old, 21 years old. It's got 250,000 miles on it. I mean, it's just new to me. I mean, the last guy couldn't wait to get rid of it. But, you know, we didn't pay very much for it, and I've been working on it with my son for 6 months just to get it roadworthy. And so it has a manual transmission. It's got crank-up windows. It doesn't have any, you know, anything special. It's got rubber mats instead of, you know, carpeting. It's got the bare essentials. And so I'm out there trying to compete with a 5-speed stick shift on the floor, clutch and brake and gas pedal and, you know, manual windows and all that kind of stuff. And I'm competing with cars that have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9-speed transmissions, all kinds of electronics. And you can't compete with them. I mean, you know, my transmission is slow to change gears. I mean, I could grind the gears, but I'm not going to. But what I'm saying is it's nuts out there. And my blood pressure was extra high because of the dangerous environment that I found myself in. People talking on their cell phones when they're driving and not paying attention. People with these Teslas weaving in and out because they feel special. And so it drove my blood pressure up. And I have a feeling it does that to other people as well. Road rage is out of control. As part of this conversation, over the weekend, our son went to pick up a car that wouldn't start. So he brought a tow dolly. And I drove my pickup truck with an automatic transmission, different pickup truck. And so we're driving back on this two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going, 55 miles an hour was the speed limit. And there was an Amish buggy in front of us. I guess Amish church let out, and there's Amish buggies all over the road. And they're these black buggies, and they have these little tiny, tiny, tiny battery-powered blinking LEDs. And you can hardly see them. Black buggy, black road, and the horses are black. And they're going really slowly, and they're holding up traffic. So there was a car ahead of, I was the first car behind this Amish buggy, and I'm 10 car lengths back, at least, going slowly. Got my flashers on. Then the next car gets behind me, next car, and then a tractor trailer, and then some more cars. So there's a train of cars, a caravan. And the tractor trailer guy can't seem to understand that it's a double yellow line. You don't pass a double yellow line. You don't pass on a curve. So he's blowing his air horn. Scaring the horse.
No.
Absolutely. Scaring the horse to death. So what happened was the horse jumped off the side of the road into the ditch. The buggy didn't overturn. And it was just a single young Amish guy driving it, you know, a young man. And he was terrified because of all these cars and his truck. It was a really dangerous situation.
Yeah.
Well, so the tractor trailer, a tractor trailer decides on a double yellow line, on a curve, he is going to pass the car behind me, the car behind me, and me. And I'm pulling a car with, I'm pulling a car on a tow dolly with my truck. And I see this, and the, and I see that the horse is pulling off into the ditch, and I'm afraid that this tractor trailer blowing his horn and, you know, gearing down and revving his engine is going to kill this young man and the horse. So I pull out across the yellow line to slow him down, and this tractor trailer just about nicks me and shoves me off the road. And then while he's doing it, he's giving me the finger and yelling and screaming at me. It's out of control. The death penalty is necessary for people like that. Now, I happen to be in the car with I didn't have a cell phone, but one of the people did. And I said, can you get a video of this? So we have a video of it. And I'm going to call the company. We've got the trailer number. We've got the date and time stamp. We got the, all of it. It's all on video. And I'm going to say, so what are we going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? Because I, there are three things I can do. One is I can send you the video. Or I can send the state police the video. Or I can put it on YouTube and BitChute. Because your company name is there. The trailer number is there. It's all there. What would you like to do about this? And depending on what he says, I can do one, two, or three, or one, two, and three. I've had it. I've absolutely had it. And since you've asked me how I'm doing, you know, we've talked about this privately, but let's talk about it publicly. And this is all ties. These are just exclamation points as to just proving that society's going down the drain. So I get emails from all kinds of people, and some of the emails have words in the subject line that have the letter F, as in Foxtrot, and then asterisk, asterisk, and then the letter K. I wonder what that means. Well, I finally lost my temper, and I got a bunch of these emails, and some of them get sent to me, and some of them get forwarded to me, and I'm wondering, why do people use this language? We have a computer that the whole family shares. It's in the kitchen. So if Mrs. Finelli is checking the weather because we need to do something with the cows, she'll hop on and she'll check emails. And there it is in the subject line. And it makes my blood boil. It really makes me angry. So I wrote an email to one of these people who sent me one. And I said something like this. I'm paraphrasing. I received your email, the one that's attached, and it has profanity in it. And many people in our family, all of us, use these computers. So, I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. I'm not going to tolerate it. So, you can do one of two things. You can stop using profanity, or you can stop emailing me. Pick one. And I cleaned it up, and I said, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't use profanity when you send an email to us. But I've had to do it multiple times in the last few days. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. There's no need for this. It's just one more piece of evidence that we're going down the drain. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com.
So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about what I said? I know there's a different culture in Australia, and the term you use, potty mouth, is more prevalent, possibly.
Yeah, it is. But even so, I would say that it has got even more prevalent over here than what it was anyway. But Australians have always been a rather potty mouth race of people. And that, I think, comes from the fact that they were a prison colony. And that's just how it is. And, you know, if you get a bunch of criminals and put them all together in a prison, then you're going to have to deal with some foul language. And that was the birth of Australia, and I think that that's the reason why that we sort of had this culture handed down to us. But even so, I would say it is more prevalent now than what it was, and I would say that the reason why is because people are losing their tempers, and they're losing their minds, okay? Even more than just losing their tempers, they can sense, even if it's subconsciously, they can sense that something's desperately wrong with the world, and they don't know how to convey it, and it just comes out like that, you know? It's like a psychic stress or a psychological stress that inside them, and they really don't know how to deal with it. And something inside them just snaps, and that's the result of it. But I would certainly say that it's always been the case. Even if you go back, 100 years ago in Australia, and just read some of what was going on 100 years ago in Australia, and there were Australians writing novels, for instance, back then. You know, and some of them were quite famous. There wasn't necessarily any bad language in these novels, but it gives some idea of the culture. And they weren't the most polite people in the world a lot of the time. In particular, I'm thinking of a novel called A Fortunate Life by Albert Facey. And I don't think he uses profanity in the novel, but he describes the way that Australian life was. It was his autobiography, and they seemed to be a very rough and ready people around where he was. And he was in West Australia, and he was in South Australia, and he was in Victoria, and just describing life throughout Australia when he was a boy and a young man, and going off to Gallipoli and that. But that's all beside the point. People are snapping, and that's how it's coming out. And I think that that's probably the reason why people are more inclined to use bad language where you are. And it's not so much an excuse as maybe an explanation. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does make sense. However, if someone came here and said, you know, to have their car worked on, they said, you know, this blank car, every time I turn the blank steering wheel, it blanks. And then when I step on the brake, it blanks. And then when I try to start it, it blanks. Can you fix that? My answer would be, no. I can't fix that. And I'm not going to fix that. And I'm not going to deal with you. That's what I would do. Not one person who has been here to have his or her car repaired has used profanity. Not one. And the reason I think that is because we set the tone. We're calm. We are not hyper. We don't use profanity. And I guess right away, within maybe 5 sentences from us, they realize that that's something that doesn't happen here. And if they want our help, they're going to have to either avoid using it, or maybe they don't use it in the first place. But I'm not going to talk to people who use profanity. You know, some of us use speakerphones. I do. When I'm in the studio, I use a speakerphone. Mrs. Finelli may be walking by. I think it's outrageous that someone might use profanity. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's open border policy is having a fatal effect on migrants trying to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. At least 50 migrants have died in the Panama jungle as they tried to reach the United States. Migrants faced brutal conditions as they made attempts to cross the Darien Gap from Colombia. One Haitian migrant said, "Many people died in the jungle. I saw about 6 people die in front of me in the river." House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy spoke out Tuesday at a new Department of Justice policy intended to crack down on alleged threats of violence against school officials by parents. Quote, President Biden's latest decision is part of a disturbing trend in the Democrat Party to silence parents. We should encourage family participation in our schools. End quote. The New York Yankees season came to an end 6-2 as the Boston Red Sox win Tuesday night's American League wildcard game. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNBC Tuesday is sounding the recession alarm if we don't raise the debt ceiling to pay for the government's high level of bills.
And of course, our debt itself, U.S. Treasury securities have long been viewed as the safest asset on the planet. That partly accounts for the reserve status of the dollar, and placing that in question by failing to pay any of our bills that come due would really be a catastrophic outcome. It would cause a recession as well.
The national debt is north of $28 trillion. Recent comments by President Biden.
Not only are Republicans refusing to do their job, they're threatening to use the power, their power, to prevent us from doing our job, saving the economy from a catastrophic event. I think, quite frankly, it's hypocritical, dangerous, and disgraceful.
It should be noted Senator Joe Biden blocked raising the debt ceiling a handful of times. Florida Senator Rick Scott on Newsmax Tuesday.
These are just nice sound bites by the president and by Schumer when they should go do their job. They want to go spend the money by themselves. Republicans won't go along with that. So if they want to do that, then they will raise the debt ceiling by themselves. Now, it's still unfair to the American public, but the Democrats will have responsibility for what they're doing.
0 Hour is October 18th. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So you have to ask yourself, why do they allow this stumble bum to be in the big chair? And if you heard the news, he wants to raise the debt ceiling. We're in so much fiscal trouble, so much financial trouble. Inflation is out of control, and it's spiraling to an even worse state. It will continue to get worse for, I'm thinking, decades, at least one decade. And so why would the people who make the world behave and tell us what to do, those people, the committee, why would they allow this moron to sit in the big chair? And it's kind of obvious now that they want him to sit in the chair because he is a moron. Because they can say, hey, Joe, listen, we're in so much financial trouble, we need to borrow more money. And he says, oh okay, if that's what you say, okay, we'll do that. Can you write that down for me so I can remember it? Maybe, you know, no more than like four words, because that's all I can remember. This guy's out of control. He's going to get us all killed. He's destroying the economy. People have lost their jobs. He's locking us down. He's got his mandates. No one says that you have to study science and history and mathematics and English to be a politician. All you have to do is lie and learn how to lie more and better. That's all you have to do. And have an army to protect you from people stopping you. We'll call it that. That's all you have to do. There's a series on Netflix. It's about, you know, if you want to be a tyrant. I don't remember the exact title of it, but boy, it's accurate. It is absolutely accurate. You can watch that. You can find it and watch it. And you'll see that that's where we are. That's where the kings, the queens, the czars, the emperors, they're all in the same place. And no revolution, no coup d'etat occurs with the people starting the coup d'etat saying, okay, we want to overthrow the government. And then, you know, later on we'll turn it over to the next group. When they do it for keeps, and they want to do it for the rest of their life. They want to keep. When they steal a government, they want to keep it. They do not want to relinquish it. Absolutely. Any comments before we put David on? David's on hold. Gwyneth, any comments about what I just said?
Okay. Yeah, I think that it's generally the crown that starts the shooting. And I think that pretty quickly they begin to regret that they did, because they realize pretty quickly that they're surrounded. You know, this is it. Their people, their soldiers, their police, their whatever, are never going to be in the majority, you know. And even if you get rid of all the firearms, good luck with outlawing bits of rope, chairs and such like, pitchforks, axes and shovels and spades, you know, and pieces of string. Good luck with outlawing all of that. That's not going to happen. And if it comes to that, historically I'm talking about, then that's what it has come to historically. I'm talking about the English Civil War. I'm talking about the days of King John. I'm talking about the American Civil War, although they did have some firearms initially, but they didn't have anywhere near enough. It's not like that everybody who went out fighting in the American Revolution had a firearm. There might have been a few firearms in each village. Most of the people had much more simple weapons and much more improvised weapons, and weapons that for the rest of the time probably would have done service as farm implements. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And I remember watching a home movie, not from my family, but Adolf Hitler toward the end of World War II, around 1945, had a problem with his leadership deserting. His officers were deserting. And the movie was really simple. It was, there were a couple light bulbs hanging from wires in the ceiling of this tunnel. And the camera was focused on a chair, just a wooden chair. And then there were three guys that came from behind the camera. One guy in the middle, they were walking abreast. One guy in the middle. Two guys, one guy on either side of the guy in the middle, escorting him to the chair. They put the guy in the chair. The camera tilted up where you could see a piece of string hanging from the ceiling. They put this piece of string with a noose in it around this guy's neck. And then they pulled the chair away. And you watch this guy dangle until he stopped dangling. That was the whole movie. And that was a message that was sent out by Adolf Hitler to his officer saying, this is what happens. You want a dessert, you get the chair and the string. So that's what they do, and we're being threatened. And one of the things that you really want to focus on in this class today, right here, right now, was the threats that come from the government in Australia toward what is termed essential workers. Now, the government, the people who make the rules in the government, from my understanding, are exempt from the rules that they make. For example, the jab, the kill shot, the injection of the China genocide. They're exempt from that. But people like the blue team, which really means the black team, not because they are black in skin color, but because they wear black costumes. Those guys, the blue team, they're not exempt. The firemen are not exempt. The hospital workers are not exempt. Many other people are not exempt. But the people who make the rules are exempt from the kill shot. Right? Isn't that right?
Yeah. That's how it's going down here in Victoria. And everybody, if you have taken even one dose of any of the vaccines, you have a maximum, absolute maximum of 5 years to live. No two ways about it. They have already done all the testing of these vaccines, so-called, of these inoculations. They tested them in China among political prisoners. And the research project for this, what we call COVID-19, has been ongoing for at least the last 10 or 15 years. And they know how this behaves. And they know that if you, you know, that they've already inoculated over the last 10 or 15 years thousands of people in China with this thing, and probably also in the US as well. And what they found was a certain proportion of the population, maybe 1 in 5,000 or 1 in however many thousand, would die immediately, or within 15 minutes, within an hour, within 3 hours, within 12 hours. They would be the ones that would, you know, they would die almost immediately. And then there would be another group of people who would die within 2 weeks, and there's another group that would die within about 4 weeks. And you couldn't tell from the outside which group you were going to fall into. And then there was another group that would be dead within 3 to 6 months. And then there was a group that would be dead within 2 to 5 years. But everybody that was ever injected with any of these inoculations, all of them were dead by the end of 5 years. None of them lived longer than 5 years. That might be very, very hard for somebody to hear who has gone out and decided they're going to get the jab and they've just gotten it today. I'm very sorry to tell you, you have signed your own death certificate, that you are a dead man or a dead woman walking, and there's no way out of it. You have permanently changed your DNA, and it can't be unchanged. It can't be undone. And now you have to live with the fact that you have maybe a day, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2 months, maybe 2 years to live, maybe 5 years. If you are in that, you know, 1 in 5,000 that's at the other end of the bell curve, you might get 5 years, but probably you won't. Most of the people are dead within about, you know, 6 to 9 months. Most of the people are dead because it creates a cytokine storm. It makes you allergic. It creates an allergic reaction to the common cold. And that's what kills you the next cold season. It's like that you don't have an immune system anymore, or that you have a hyperactive immune system that reacts to absolutely everything, especially the common cold. And you can't live like that. Your body will give out. And there's nothing that can be done. The fact that they are making all what they call essential workers, I hate that term. That's the Nazi term. That's what the Nazis called people. If you are working, you have a job to do on this earth, you are essential to God, and your job is essential to you. I have to use their terminology because I'm talking about their mind, and I can't talk about their mindset without using their terminology. You are being given an absolutely terrible choice. You can take this inoculation that is going to kill you, maybe tomorrow, maybe in 5 years, maybe in 15 minutes. Or you can walk out on your job. And then, you know, you've probably still got, if you're living on the grid, you've probably still got a mortgage or rent. You've got an electrical bill, gas, children to feed, wife to keep happy, husband to keep happy. You've got to have, if you're living on the grid, you've got to have some means of income. Otherwise, you're going to be looking at your children and they're going to go, "Mummy, we're hungry." And as a parent, those are three words you never ever want to hear. Or, "Daddy, I'm hungry." Those are the most heartbreaking words for any parent to ever hear, you know. And it's just, words fail me. I would hate to be in that situation.
Words are failing. Words are failing a lot of people right now. And all, David, we'll be with you right after the break. Please stay with us. And all of this is because of a handful of greedy, reckless, careless scientists and politicians. That's what unleashed this on the planet. A handful.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. David is calling in from Illinois. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for being patient and waiting.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just lucky to be able to use the phone today. but I do have a comment. I'm going to comment a minute about the supply chain and the essential workers thing in a minute. But what I'm comment on something real quickly where you brought up about politics. When I first had started attending college, I went to a private college, and their bulk of their student people courses were lawyers and politicians, politics. And our professor that did all of our rhetoric courses and taught that, he said, on one hand, I have to teach you to be as specific and as clear as possible in your writing, the same way I do the attorneys. He said, but the politicians, the people that are in political degrees, I have to teach them how to lie. And it is so difficult, he said.
David, I know a politician, and he told me something absolutely amazing. And I don't know the name of these schools or the names of these schools, but there are schools that people who are being pushed by the movers and shakers, let's say, you know, a lower level committee to run for office. They find these people that can be, that are pliable, that are able to be manipulated, able to be bribed, and they look pleasant. So what they do is they get them to run for office, but they have to get them to go through politics school so they can learn how to beg for money and lie and cheat and all the things that you just said. Absolutely true. I heard it from a guy who went to that school. But please continue.
Yeah, and the sad thing is when I started talking and they found out where I was, I had representative politicians come up to me, and they actually wanted me to look the other way. We can do a lot for you. We're going to want you to go out there. We will coach you what to say, but we want you to not see the things you've been seeing and you've been exposed to. And I said, so basically you want to make me a poster child and a lie. Said, well, that's just, and I said, no. There's kids involved? No. And things went really bad for me. That's when they contacted my dad, and life got even stricter for me. So it's my conscience and my guilt that I have to do, and I will not lie for that situation at all. So
when I was living in Virginia, I was new to this town. It's a rural town, and the senior politician of the town came into one of his friend's offices, and I happened to be working on a computer I found out that I knew a little bit about computers. So I was fixing this this business's computer, and I was like one room back from the front room. And this lawyer came in, who was this politician. He said to the guy who owned the shop where I was working on his computer, he said, "We ought to get that vanilla guy. You know, vanilla. Vanilla. That's what they called me, Vanelli. They can't speak." in his little town, so they mispronounced my name. We ought to get him to run for office. We get him to run for mayor, and that way we'll just tell him what to do, and if anything goes wrong, it's all his fault. I heard him say that.
Okay.
So that's,
That would have gone down like a lead balloon.
It did. It absolutely did. And I was going to use this attorney for my parents' real estate closing. And so we went to the closing. And that was a heads up. That was a heads up that this guy was dishonest. And then I heard him say that he was not interested in protecting my parents' interest. He was interested in protecting the real estate commission of his friend. So I heard all this. So we went to the closing, and that really made me suspicious. And I literally had a briefcase with a cashier's check for the full price of this farm. And I said that, you know, there was the listing realtor, the selling realtor, the attorneys for both sides, and my dad and me. And I said, "So, gentlemen, we have a certified check for these funds to pay for this farm. Is this check acceptable?" And I passed the check around. Everybody got a look at it and said, "Yep, it's full amount. It's absolutely perfectly acceptable. It's drawn on the bank. It's perfectly good." I said, "Good." And I took it back and I said, and I pointed to the attorney who said, "We'll blame Finelli." I said, "You're fired. Gentlemen, there'll be no closing today. You committed fraud, and if you want, I'll see you all in court." And my dad and I walked away. We did not close on the property. So that's, I mean, I'm so now you've seen another side of me, class. I'm above board and honest until someone pulls a stunt that I think is reprehensible and dishonest, and then the gloves come off. I fired our attorney in public right in front of everybody else. I did it, and we walked away. So that's just the way it is. So, David, if you'd like to hold through the break, I'd love to hear the rest of your comments. Gwyneth will be with us. Class, we're going down. And the bottom line is, I don't believe we can pull out of this one. I believe that we're going to crash. It's going to be a hard landing. It's going to be Revolution number 2 combined with Civil War number 2 and Great Depression number 2. Put it all together, that's where I think we're going. I'd love to hear your comments, David and Gwyneth. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.